My family and I have lived here just over 18 years, and the county's been good to us. My kids have really gotten a lot out of the schools. My older daughter swam in the Sportsplex, which is run by the county. It's just a really good place to live, and I feel like service is the way to give back on that for that.
When did you make the decision that you wanted to go for a seat on the Board of County Commissioners?
Well, it's something I've been thinking about for a while, but my final decision was when the current District 1 seat holder, Alice Gordon, announced that she would be retiring from the commission at the end of her term next December. Alice has served the county amazingly well, with incredible hard work and passion. And so knowing that that seat was coming open, I felt like this is the time for me to go ahead and put my name in.
We're speaking with Mia Burrows, and Mia, you're already serving the community as a member of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board. Why make the move to the Orange County Commission?
That's a good question. My husband asks me this all the time. So the reason I want to do this, there's a couple of them. First of all, I think that a little bit less than half of the county's budget goes to our public schools, both the Orange County School District as well as Chapel Hill Carborough. And I really think it's important to have someone on the commission who has really close experience with how those funds have been spent and the value that people put in at public education in the county. So that's one thing. It's been over a year since someone has been on the commission with that kind of experience. The other thing is that as a school board member, I have been watching carefully the county's budget process over, actually, even longer than I've been on the school board, over a decade. And I think it's just very important that the county continue on the path it's on now of diversifying our tax base. In order to preserve Orange County values for public schools, for preserving the environment, for all the things that we care so much about in Orange County, we're going to have revenue going forward. And and although in the short run, there'll probably occasionally be the increased property tax, in the long run, it would be much better to get the revenue from other sources.
Mia Burrows, what is it about, you've obviously devoted a lot of your time to community service, what is it about local governing that attracts you and keeps you going in it?
I'm a nerd. No, I do. I love local government. Over my career, I've been involved at the federal level and state level. What I love about local government is you really can get some things done. You can actually talk to people about their issues. You can see it and feel it. And as long as you're really willing to work collaboratively with the other members of the body you're elected to and with folks who are on other towns or commissions, you know, town boards and commissions, You can get stuff done, and it's incredibly rewarding.
What is the biggest item or the most important item you see that needs to be addressed by the Orange County Commissioners?
Well, I continue, as I was saying before, I really do think it's important that the commission continue to support our public schools, which they have done, I have to say, with impressive consistency in the face of unconscionable cuts, really, from the General Assembly. But that will need to continue. So I want to be part of thinking about how the county will be able to continue to do that, as well as support the other important things that the county does, including giving financial support to the community college campus we have up in Hillsboro, other human services that are critical for giving folks a hand up in our community. So those are my major motivating forces, and I'm also really interested in learning about some of the other issues that I've spent less time on.
Since you've been a member of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board for so long, you must have a good relationship with the current board members. You know them and are accustomed to working with them, and that, it would seem, would lend to a good chance for a smooth transition if you are elected to a seat.
I'd like to think so. I that's been something that's actually been a major focus of my service, is building good relationships. I just think that that's critical to getting things done, and I've been honored actually by being endorsed by 5 former mayors of Chapel Hill and Carrboro, an increasing list of former school board chairs. They keep popping up on my Facebook page saying they'd like to endorse me, and I have the same relationships, I think, in many cases with county commissioners. It's my priority to build relationships so that you can get things done.